This is the William Hill Rugby League Podcast.
Yes, hello everybody. A little bit different this week. We've got a Thursday night game, so we're doing the Thursday night game on its own, and then we're going to do all the rest of the matches on Friday and release that podcast on Friday lunchtime. Just different, you know. We can do what we want, can't we, Terry, basically? It's our toy. We can mess about with it if we want.
Yeah, no problem whatsoever, mate.
Yeah,
I'm amazed that my fat mate's not with me.
I know.
Is he out training for his 10K run tomorrow?
That's exactly what he's doing. He's Keith Senior is embarking on some ridiculous kind of triathlon type charity event, isn't he, tomorrow? I think it's like 10K run and then 500 miles on a bike and then 400 miles of swimming or something daft. Barry's just doing the running bit, he said.
Nah, I think he'd struggle with that, Barry, to be fair.
Didn't fancy the rest of it at all.
So keeps doing the swimming, the bike ride, and pulling Barry round on the run.
Yeah. So I don't think he realises that will be part of it. But
or pushing him round in a wheelbarrow.
It will be that. Yeah, we get to talk to him. When we record the full podcast on Friday, we'll get to talk to Barry shortly after he's completed the 10K run. So if you, just a little word of warning, I mean, you've probably heard Barry heavy breathing before, but if there's any heavy breathing, it is because of the running and nothing else.
Debatable.
Okay. We've just got one game to look at this juncture, and that's Warrington taking on Widnes. They're a bit like Challenge Cup prices, and I always say that when we get these kind of games. 66-1 on Warrington to win this. 33-1 the draw. Widnes 14-1. That's a 28-point start for Widnes. It'd be fair to say, though, Terry, that Warrington haven't been overly kind of... what's the word I'm looking for? Convincing since the Challenge Cup. But I always say this to people when you're betting on handicaps. They're obviously, the handicap means nothing to rugby league players. Most of them probably don't even know what the handicap is. They're looking to win games. Is 28 a bit big?
Do you know what? Everything at the minute, you look at both squads that have been announced, the 19-man squads, everything favours Warrington. I would say that even with Richard Myler not making this game and Lee Breers, you still look at the halves that they'll probably go with in Stephen Raxford and Michael Monaghan.
Yeah.
You look at Brett Hodgson at the back, they've still got quality. Adrian Morley not playing. You look at Widnes, and when you take some of their players out, it really does affect them. And I don't make excuses, I look for reasons why. And I've been talking to an awful lot of Widnes fans who've been probably a bit disillusioned with results over the last couple of weeks. Probably the biggest one was against Hull FC. Now, I said to him, what is progression? And one of the blokes said to me, well, it's if you get better. I said, well, look at last year. I said, 9 games they conceded. They lost games and conceded over 52 points. This year, it's 3 games. I said, they've lost 5 games by 6 points or less. One, I think it was a 1 point, 2 points, a 4 point and a 6 point. And they've had 2 draws. I said, they win those games if Danny Tickle was playing because of the goal kicking that they missed. If you look through the table, and I don't want to be a stat away, but you look through the table of who scored the most tries in Super League, Widnes are 4th. Now, you're talking about a team who's at the bottom of the table.
Yeah.
Goal kicking has been a problem for them. Injuries to key men, I think. Kevin Brown's only played 17 games. I think Gareth Hawke has only played 15 games. But they've bloodied an awful lot of youngsters. But the tough thing is, if you're a Widnes player or in the Widnes performance department, that the pressure's on for you to deliver some results. Will they do that tonight? Do you know what? I think 28 points, Lee, could be too much. I do think 28 points could be too much. I look at Warrington and I look at the players that they've got missing and available, and they are a quality outfit. There's no doubt in my mind the likes of even with Atkins missing, they have Bridge playing, and they'll have probably Grix lining up in centre. There's players there that would walk into the England side that would play internationally, whether it be with Scotland or with Ireland. And I think it's going to be difficult. There's rumours that players are going to be missing for Widnes this evening. But Widnes have actually beat Warrington. So you look at how they perform, and probably Widnes's best performance have been against some of the bigger clubs, the likes of Wigan and Huddersfield and St Helens. When they play the teams around them, the Castleford and Wakefield, they've lost those games by 2 points, by 4 points. In fact, they lost to Castleford by 2 points early on in the year. So I think Dennis Betts will be looking for an improvement from his players. They let themselves down last week when they played against Castleford. They were winning convincingly with 10 minutes to go up by 10 points, and all of a sudden they throw the game away. So don't be fooled by Widnes's where they are in the table. They can score points, and with a 28-point start, I'm not saying Widnes will win this game, but I would imagine they could stay within the handicap.
Yeah, that 38-22 win, is it a marked difference to last year? As Terry was saying, they lost quite a few. It's been daft mistakes when I've watched Widnes more than anything else. What about, I mean, one interesting bet if people don't want to go on the handicap, because they're such big outsiders, Widnes, a lot of the try scorer prices, Terry, are bigger than they should be, in my opinion. It's not, you know, the priced up a bit like they're going to get nilled, or they're only going to score like a handful of points. Someone like Reece Hambury at 11-8 to score a try in the match, or Cameron Phelps to score at over 2-1, 9-4, Kevin Brown the same price. I mean, they will score points. I think they'll score tries against Warrington, don't you?
Well, I'll tell you what, mate. The left edge for Widnes, which contains Gareth Hawk, Cameron Phelps, Kevin Brown, Patrick Arvan, they make more breaks on that side and score more tries than any other team in the competition. Mm. Look at a player who makes more breaks or initial breaks than anybody else, and that's Reece Hambury. So they have got their own star players. They have got their own marquee players. It's just whether they can do it week after week. And that the problem has been, it's not been their attack. So if you're looking for try scorers, you're looking for somebody to make breaks and maybe try and run away and shut games down. Widnes might not be able to shut games down like some of the top sides in Super League, but what they can do, Phelps, is no doubt in my mind they can score points.
Yeah, as you said, I mean, it's only, what is it, only Huddersfield, Warrington, Wigan, Leeds who've scored more points than them.
Yeah, but actually scored more tries than them. There's only three teams that scored more.
Yeah. So it's well worth. I think that's a well worth a look, a well worth a weigh in on this match. Just slightly overpriced the players there to score tries. Tez, that'll do us. We'll speak again tomorrow for the rest of the matches.
Well, we'll speak. I don't know whether Barry will contribute, but
we'll hope. We'll hope. I'm gonna have some of those electronic, you know, them things that they put on people's chests. I'm gonna have some of them standing by.
What sort of freak are you?
Well, I don't know.
They're just going to put them on your nipples. You're not even running.
That's true. Yeah, I'm not even going to be with him, am I? I've not thought that through. I don't know how that'd work. Cheers, Des.
Cheers, man.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.